It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, what's the best present for Christmas that you ever received? In your opinion, it could be your favorite, whatever it is. Mine is the coolest still to this day, and I remember it. I think I was 8 or 9 years old. I think it was a Fisher-Price thing, but it was a pool table. It also had air hockey on it, and it had ping pong.
Oh, wow.
This was like the coolest gaming set for any kid. I still honestly wish I had like an adult version of that. Coolest Christmas present I ever got. What about you, Alex?
Well, I would like to say the Barbie Jeep, but I never got it.
Wait, why did you not get the Barbie Jeep?
Don't know. Ask my parents.
Ooh, this is awkward.
Because that's what I always wanted was a Barbie Jeep, but I never got that. I mean, I just remember one specific Christmas where I got like everything that was on my wish list, which I was like 6 years old, and the reason why I got everything was because it was like dirt cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. Live the Web Girl, what about you? Do you have a good Christmas present that was your favorite?
Okay, so I got an electric scooter when I was in fourth grade. It was red with like a seat and even had like a thing on the back to put toys in.
Dope.
It was amazing. And I rode that thing insanely. And I remember getting it and being like, holy crap, this is the best Christmas ever. And still to this day, like I would want one right now, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You know, everybody talks now about like these scooters like Bird and Lime, but like back in the day, I think it's like a scooter is what I'd call it, but it was just like two wheels, like a stand, but you would just like have one foot on and pedal with your feet.
Yeah, those were the Razor scooters. Those were lit too.
No. Even before the Razor, they're big ones. I know what you're saying, Razor scooter. I thought I'd get killed. I can't think of what they are because I'm about 10 years older than you. So, but it's the same idea, but it's like a big one.
Did it look like
a Razor scooter?
Almost like a skateboard.
It was like a skateboard with just a pole sticking out of it.
Kind
of,
yeah.
I kind
of
remember
that. It was so cool. Honestly, even now as a big fatty, I would love to have one of those. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the best present you got for Christmas?
Oh, my God. It was like a Barbie house or a Barbie cabin, but it made hot cocoa.
What?
Cool.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome. And then, like, my mom has tons of brothers and sisters, and one sister in particular has 10 kids, and all of them were, like, in awe of it.
I was going to say, you probably ran out of hot cocoa pretty darn quick.
I was so popular that year.
Yeah, you could do, like, a hot cocoa stand instead of a lemonade stand.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that kind of stuff. But we did hang out with the family.
You know what I always wanted? And thank you for the call, Alice. I always wanted an easy bake oven. I thought that was so cool. And I know everybody says, like, well, that's a girl toy.
I always wanted one. I just came across of the signs that you were gay before you knew it in the early 2000s. It was like a BuzzFeed article or something. And on there it said you secretly wanted an easy bake oven.
Well, I think for Joe, I think it's more focused around the food.
Yeah. That might be what it is. Hey, Emera, what's going on?
Hey, so the best Christmas present that I've ever received was a GameCube. Me and my sister actually got one at the same time at Christmas, so it was really, really nice because I got Super Smash Bros. With it. So,
ooh, yeah. That's the best game.
Yes, good time.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Charlie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your best present, Charlie?
My older brother and I, when I was 7, we got a house.
Like a house?
What?
Like a physical house. We just moved to Indiana and we were renting where we lived. And my family was like looking for houses and I found this house that I really liked. And we drove by it picking up my older brother and it was sold and I burst out into tears.
Aww.
But my parents were like, there's a note on the door, go check it out. And it was like a note from Santa that said, Merry Christmas, like, here's your house.
Oh, my gosh.
So, wow.
We, like, ran in. There was this, like, 15-foot Christmas tree and lawn chairs, and that was it. And my parents painted my room and my brother's rooms, and that was, like, the entirety of the house.
That is honestly the coolest Christmas story ever. That is so great.
That's so cute. A very, very similar thing happens in the movie Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Charlie. Let's do one more call right here, and you can let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What's the best present you received? Your favorite? Maybe it could be a house, video game, whatever. Hey, Jamie, what did you get?
I got the Talk Boy that Kevin had in Home Alone 2.
Oh, my God, I wanted one of those, and my parents never got me
yet. What was that?
It's a little recording device where he would, like, talk into it, and it could talk back, or it could change your voice. used it to call the hotel and book it.
Oh my God, yes. We need that for the show.
Yeah, so we can actually disguise callers' voices because our engineering department won't actually buy us something to do that. So we'll have to hook up the talk boy to our little thing. Hey, that is awesome, Jamie. Thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.